I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Along with a new headquarters in Grand Junction, the Bureau of Land Management is looking to bring hundreds of jobs to the Mountain West. But as Noah Glick reports, there's confusion about the specifics.
According to a July letter from the Department of Interior to Congress, the BLM plans to move 323 headquarters jobs out west. The confusion is around what jobs will be relocated. For example, what about those people whose day-to-day job involves working closely with Congress? The agency said these jobs will not be moved, but according to internal Department of Interior documents obtained by The Hill, some of those positions will be moving to Reno. Democratic members of the House Natural Resources Committee are now asking for more details. The Nevada State Office in Reno declined an interview request, and a spokesperson said its office has no additional information. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
A Colorado defense attorney has asked a judge to bar references of a man's immigration status at trial and any potential sentencing hearing, calling it, quote, anti-Mexican bias. Denver attorney Kerry Thompson says the detail could turn a jury against him, and in Colorado, the jury could impose the death penalty. Authorities say 22-year-old Marco Antonio Garcia Bravo was charged with murder in the 2017 shooting of two high school students. Some Colorado towns are taking action to preserve their remaining mobile home parks. Cities, counties, and housing authorities, such as the Yampa Valley Housing Authority in Steamboat Springs, are buying mobile home parks to preserve affordable housing for residents as other mom-and-pop park owners sell out to developers or investors. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.